You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. We're following aid efforts in Myanmar following the cyclone that hit on Sunday. We understand the first aid plane has actually landed in the country. Also, we're taking a look at the presidential nomination process and the pressure on Senator Hillary Clinton to drop out of the race. Another story for us today is what's happening in Russia. Today, the former president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, will be sworn in as prime minister. A very unusual turn of events, this coming after a very successful 8-year run by him leading the country, which saw the economy booming and unemployment shrinking and his popularity soaring. At the same time, Putin's been harshly criticized for clamping down on the press, clamping down on civil liberties, and for a leadership style many describe as more dictatorial than democratic. Edward Lucas reports for The Economist and just wrote the book, The New Cold War. Edward, you say that Russia poses a direct menace not only to its own citizens, but to outsiders. Explain that for us.
Yes. First of all, to the people of Russia, the record of the Kremlin and the ex-KGB people who've been running it over the last 8 years is pretty poor. They had a very good moment in the economic cycle when they took over and oil prices have been high, so living standards shot up, but the record on infrastructure and public services has been pretty bad, and Russia's in some way been falling behind the rest of the world. And they're also a threat to the outside because these problems leak. There's Russian money is flooding into Eastern Europe, buying politicians, political parties, sometimes even countries. And it's also having a bad effect on Western Europe, particularly in Germany, which has now become a kind of Trojan horse for Russian influence inside both NATO and the EU.
You have an interesting dynamic here because you have Vladimir Putin, who was a very strong force in Russia, becoming prime minister, and the president, Dmitry Medvedev. He is a former natural gas executive. He's never been elected to office before. He's a friend of Putin's. How do the two of them rule? And he has been, Medvedev, has been making noises of perhaps making the press a little freer and taking government action out of the economy.
Well, it's very hard to see what Mr. Medvedev is going to be able to do. The Russian political scene is absolutely dominated by the towering figure of Vladimir Putin, who has really destroyed all the independent institutions of the country over the last 8 years. It's a political system that's now based on personality, and his personality is the big one. But just as the symbol of Russia is the double-headed eagle, which looks great in heraldry but couldn't fly in practice, I don't really see how the double-headed political system is going to work. The Constitution really envisages a strong president, and an American-style president, and a fairly weak prime minister who does what he's told. So now we have the strongest guy in the country as the prime minister and this kind of figurehead president, which doesn't really fit the Constitution. So we genuinely don't know, and we're back to guesswork. It's back to Kremlinology because the political system is so closed, and that was a technique we used during the Cold War back in the early 1980s to try and work out what's going on. I thought it had gone out with the telex machine and the slide rule, but now we're back to using it again.
The telex machine. What do you think these two men, what do you think, or how do you think this dynamic is going to affect the relationship with the U.S.?
I think one of the reasons that they've put Mr. Medvedev in as the president is to try and present a better image to the West, because he's not an ex-KGB guy. He's a lawyer. He speaks English. He's from if not the younger generation, certainly he's younger than most world leaders at 42. And I think that this may reflect a feeling in some people, among some parts of the Russian elite, that things have gone a bit too far under Mr. Putin, that Russia's image was becoming too threatening. But I'm not sure whether that's going to be the dominant thing, because at the same time as Mr. Medvedev comes in, we're seeing extremely threatening and unpleasant behaviour towards Georgia. And tomorrow we're going to see a military parade in Red Square, where for the first time since the end of the old Cold War, we're going to see nuclear missiles and tanks trundling through.
Nuclear missiles and tanks, that's certainly going to hearken some images from the past. Edward Lucas, who reports for The Economist and just authored the book, The New Cold War. Thank you.
Thank you very much.